Son sets free, that man is free indeed. What does that mean? Well, God has set you free from sin and all these other things. And since you're freed from sin, guess what? You don't have to be bound to anything when you realize what you have in Jesus Christ. How many of you are already liberated? Say, I'm already liberated. Well, you're going to find out what yokes are. Some of you are yoked to yourself. Some of you are yoked to your own understanding, yoked to small thinking. Some of you yoked to negative relationships. Some of you yoked to debt. Some of you are yoked to your community. Say, yoke. You shouldn't be yoked to anything that's not pulling you to where God wants you to be. What kind of yokes do you have? What are you yoked with? I want you to think in your mind real quick of five relationships, five of your closest relationships. Write those names down. Five of your closest relationships. And I want you to look at those relationships, especially the top three. And guess what? That's what you're yoked with. And you're yoked, whatever is in their head is what you're yoked with as well. Their little glitches are your glitches. Their faith is your faith. Their attitude is your attitude. That's what you're yoked with. What you listen to is what you're yoked with. Words have the ability to hold you back or to push you forward. What are you yoked with? Now, turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And you might find that you might be yoked to some stuff and people are afraid of change. Well, God will break your yoke with some individuals that you might be yoked equally with him. He has to cut you free from one to deliver you unto himself. And in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4, it says, "For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff off of his shoulder, of his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian." Also, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24, it says this, "The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from their shoulders." God is in the business of breaking yokes and setting people free. Now, if God delivered you from the hand of the devil, don't you think he's going to deliver you from every one of your oppressors? Amen. He who the Son sets free, the Bible says they shall be free indeed. Has anybody ever heard the scripture, "He has delivered me from the strife of men"? Well, that's called burden removing, yoke destroying, anointing of God. He will break the yoke of bondage. Bondage is things that hold you back from being everything that you can be, having all that you can have. Amen. God wants you to go all the way. The most important thing in your life is that you might fulfill the destiny of God on your life and the call of God on your life. Everything in your life has got to go along with that call. Everything has got to line up. That means the family that I put together got to line up with that call, not vice versa. That means the friends that I pick don't give me my call. They accompany my call. Same thing for you. You've got to be purpose-driven, motivated. that everything that you do brings glory to God in all that you do. And when you got things that don't bring glory to God and don't help you fulfill your destiny, the lifestyle that you're living is literally bringing glory to God because you're living out your destiny, guess what? That brings glory to God. And every once in a while, you have things attached to your life. Stick on to your life. They seem helpful, but they're not helpful at all. Yokes of bondage. And I've been looking through the Bible and just went through the Bible and looking at different yokes. And I've always noticed that whenever somebody missed it a little bit, they always picked up a yoke. But then the anointing of God comes when Jesus, when he comes, he turns the captivity, he breaks every yoke. And I believe that's what the anointing of the Holy Ghost is doing. Breaking yokes. Now we've been singing about talking about the anointing and the yoke being broken. Well, let's find out what kind of yoke is being broken. What is he talking about? Well, I've already been delivered from the devil. When I accepted Christ in my life and applied the blood to my life, it separated me from the devil. But I need to be separated from those other things, and we're going to be talking about other things, all right? Most of the time when you hear this yoke, it's talking about earthly things, earthly yokes. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens. Oh, you know what, people? I hear that word burdens, and I hear so many people burdened. Well, don't you know the anointing of God is there to break and loose the burdens? But you got to find out what has the ability to loose your burdens. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that lifts the burdens. That's what moves it. The word of God, the touch of God, the anointing of God is the only thing that has the ability to lift that burden and break that yoke. And many people want to go out there in the flesh and do things. They want to get caught up in that thing. And they think, I'm going to take care of this. I can't take it no more. The first thing they throw off the thing that has the power to bring about the change. And they go out there, and what do? They pick up burdens and more yokes. To loose the bands of wickedness and to undo heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free. And that ye break every yoke. Break every. Circle the word every. It's not just one yoke. It's every yoke. You got to learn what it's like to live free. The Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. No more bondage, just glorious liberty. Somebody say liberty. Liberty. Don't you know what that's what the ministry is all about? That's what this ministry is all about? It's getting the anointing and keeping the anointing out there. Amen. Do you know the only weight that you're supposed to be under is the glory of God? Did you know that the glory of God is when the word glory and the presence and the Shekinah glory of God basically means weight, pressure. The only pressure you need to be under is the weight of the glory and presence of God. Hallelujah. So when you got things coming against you, the only things that have the ability to come against you are things that you have made gods in your life. You know, you got bills and you got circumstances, you got situations. And you know what? And why do you say, well, that's a rough statement, Brother Ron. Well, the Lord showed me one time. He says, don't let money become your God. He says, you can't serve God and money. How do you let money become your God? Listen. It becomes your God when it controls the way you think, the way you feel, and what you do. It's your God. The abundance of it controls what you do, and the lack of it controls what you do. I will not let money tell me what I can have, and what I can't have, and what I can do, and what I can't do. It is not my God. And I've decided that I'm not going to let money pressure me, because that's a place that I give to God and God alone. Pressure. I don't let people pressure me. Don't let anybody pressure you. The only people that you allow to pressure you are people that you are allowing to take the place of God in your life, negative as well as positive. I don't let church members become God in my life. I don't let attendance become the God in my life. I let the voice of God become the voice in my life, and what moves me, and what motivates me, and what inspires me, and what empowers me. Pressure should only be from God. How do we back that up? In Mark chapter 11, verse 29, it says, "Take my yoke, glory to God upon you." Hallelujah. Listen, you're not going to be able to loose the yoke of bondage unless you pick up the yoke of Christ. We are to be yoked. Now listen, if you're going to be yoked with Christ, you got to find out what are you yoked with that he can't be yoked with. See, he destroys your yoke so you can be yoked with him. That's why it says, what relationship has light with darkness? Yokes. God wants to break every yoke in your life, and then he wants to yoke you with himself. And watch your stuff start to turn around. Watch you start to come out to the level that Christ comes out. I found out it wasn't negative, but somebody was asking the question out in the parking lot. I wish they had asked me, but the question was, why is everybody going through financially? We're all just going through financially. And somebody called me up and said, why is everybody struggling financially? I said, who? I said, we're delivered, glory to God. Amen. I said, we're out of that. We're way past gone. That we're going on the big blessing, amen. We're not believing for the small stuff no more. We're blessing. We're not bound anymore. God has set us free, glory to God. Amen. Who are you talking to? I'm blessed. Amen. We're coming out. If you want to come out, you can come out. But you got to break the yoke of bondage. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Your soul's not going to have the ability to have the rest that God desires it to have until you let that anointing break the yoke of bondage. There are waves of glory. There are waves of glory. And there are degrees of the manifestation of the presence of God. It's just not one service, two services, and just when it's real hot and one roll on the floor. It's when you get in this thing and you live this thing out, amen, and he takes his time with you, and he teaches you on precept upon precept and line upon line, and now he's talking to us about lifting and breaking the yoke of bondage. The Holy Spirit's been dealing with me in areas of relationship. So we can expect something to come out of that in the future. But this is the forerunner of relationship. Yokes. God's not going to send the right relationship to you until you drop the wrong ones. Because that one that he saved for you, he's not going to give it to you when you're yoked to this other stuff. Because you'll yoke that other stuff to what you're yoked to. Makes sense. For my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Now, if he destroys every yoke, and then he tells you to be yoked to him, that means that life should be easy and light. That when we're yoked with Christ, glory to God, and we're yoked with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and we're in the Spirit and cooperating with the Spirit, we can expect it to go easy with us and light. When we have the weight of the glory of God, guess what? Our souls rest easy. And it stays light. Say yoke. How do you tell when you're yoked up to the wrong stuff? Is it heavy? When you get a promise from God, are you able to grab a hold of it and see it come to pass? Or you're always trying to get over what you're hearing? Yokes. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause a shower to come down in his season. And I will cause a shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hands of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall be afraid. Break the yoke of bondage. Now, this might not be applying to anybody, but this is happening in my life right now. And it could happen in your life as well. He will deliver you from people that use you. The anointing of God will only have that happen for so long. You might let it go on forever. But God. Somebody say, but God. He gets to the point to where he said, look, they didn't got themselves into this, but I'm going to have to get them out of it. They worked their way into Egypt, but God said, I'm going to have to get them out of it. Amen. They worked their way into Babylon, but God said, I'm going to have to get them out of it. They worked their way into hell, but God said, I'm going to have to get them out of it. Amen. And you might have worked your way into some situations, but God says, enough, I've got to set them free. I've got to set them free. For God says, I can't stand. I created them to be free and liberated and not bound. So for freedom's sake, there's a song that we sing. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. No longer to be subject to the yoke of slavery. For freedom's sake, he will set you free and say, that's enough. Bondage can only stay for so long when Jesus is around. His name is Savior, Jesus Christ, Joshua, the Messiah, the Deliverer. His name means that one that sets us free from every bondage. Say, his name is the anointing. His name means yoke destroyer. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that at the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every principality and spirit and power and might in high places and in heavenly places must cease and stop its maneuvers at Jesus' name, giving him a name which is highly above every name. So you can just turn around and say Jesus to those things that hold you captive. You can speak the name of Jesus over people that don't want you to go forward. Say, I won't go forward, but I can't help it. But there's a name, Jesus, amen, that sets me free. And if your ability to hold me is stronger than his name, go for it. But I don't think so. That's why he said, say anything in my name and I'll do it. I'll give it to you. Why? He's already given it to you and the devil's trying to take it. He can't yoke you to not having anything. You can walk out of sickness. The yoke of sickness. You can come off of the yoke of sickness. The yoke of bondage. You can come out at the name of Jesus. There are some people that are in bondage right now. For simple reasons. You want to know how you go into bondage? How do you get into bondage? First of all, you're able to discern bondage. Are you able to discern bondage? See, there are a lot of people that think their lifestyle, I look at it and I say, bondage. There are a lot of people that would call church church, and I look at it and say, that ain't church, that's bondage. That's why God says, you know, this is a holy thing. That means when you come in here, you should be lifted up and achieve your goals. See? And that's what the Pharisees wanted to do. Thought they knew it all, thought they had it all together. They were more spiritual than everybody else. But yet nobody was able to accomplish anything. They were more spiritual, more holy, more righteous than everybody, but always tearing down everything that God tried to do. He said, why are you putting a yoke around their neck that you can't even walk in yourself? Bondage. Somebody say, no more bondage.
No more bondage.
And we got to realize what bondage is all about. We got to realize what bondage is all about. And some people want to, see, we got to, see, some people think, well, I'm not going to let you smoke anymore. I'm not going to let you do this anymore. And I'm not going to let you do that anymore. And they don't realize that, of course, God doesn't want you to do those things anymore. But your little nagging attitude and your little controlling spirit is bondage. We've got to have the spirit of Jesus say, you can do it. Go for God with all of your might. God is for you and not against you. Amen. You can make it. See, Jesus just didn't want to set you free and hold you there. So that's what religion does. Get you dependent upon one another. Even though we are dependent upon one another to a certain extent. This is how you get into bondage. Because thou serve not the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy chapter 28, 47. Because thou serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Listen, when God blesses and you don't receive joy and change your attitude and get glad about it and praise him, he will deliver you over to bondage. Say, I see it here. Because thou serve not the Lord, and just serving him was not enough. Doing the job is just not enough. Coming to church is just not enough. See, there are a lot of people, you know, just getting here is not enough, but you got to get here and be glad about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything he tells you to do, you got to do it with a jump in your step and with delight in your heart. Jesus said, I delight to do thy will. Steps to bondage are people that are complaining about serving the Lord their God. Bondage. People come to church. Now, I'd rather have five in here happy, but I know we're not going to have five because we're finding out what God desires. We're finding out what God desires and what God wants. Coming to church, I just don't know why I'm there. I'm there. God just has me there. God don't have you there. You better get out. That's not the Lord, because if God had you there, you'd be happy about it. Amen. If you're not happy about it, God doesn't have you there. You are an enemy. And that's the devil leading you. Amen. God doesn't. He said, why would he send you somewhere and let you not delight in it? If he sent you here, he sent you here to serve him in what? Worship. Serve him in praise. Serve him in ministry. Amen. Serve him. And if you're not joyful about it, glad about it, can't wait to get here, hallelujah, loving when you get here, loving, amen, guess what, it's not God. Guess what, you will become a bondage to everybody that's there. Notice it, came through the door, frown on my face, I'm just here, here we go again, long worship service, there he goes again, talking about this, there we go again, taking another offer. There we go again. Why do we got to change it? What? Well, here we go. Gripe, 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 gripe. With that attitude, now you don't want people that serve the Lord with joyfulness. They don't do that. I'm just glad to be in the house. Hallelujah. I'm just happy to be here. I start praising God. I can't wait to get there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm glad I'm here. It's not a problem for me to be here. Hallelujah. I love it. Ha-ha! I'm glad about it. See? That's the attitude that God wants you to be around. The other, I'm just praying about what I should do. I'm just praying about what I should do. I feel something strange in my spirit. I don't know what it is. I need to call a prayer meeting. I just feel something. Listen, bondage. What is bondage? Oppression. It stops you from going forward. Now, if everybody's over here going, woo, thank you, God, we can take the city, we can run, glory to God, we can prosper, amen, we can win, amen, and then I just don't know what we can do. Bondage. You stop right where you are. Yoke. Say yoke. He didn't want that in there. Why did he correct? But why did he correct those that were murmuring and complaining? Not saying we got a bunch of murmuring and complaining. I don't know. Amen. But why did he correct that? Why? Because it creates a yoke of bondage. It starts there. See, bondage and yokes call for other yokes. See, it calls for other yokes. It's sticky. You might get caught up in the first yoke, and whatever's yoked to what yoke you, guess what? You got it. Ivan Tate preached a message one time, said, I've never seen a vulture eating a moving cow. See, the devil wants to stop you because the word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword. The devil's handicapped and slow and growing old. He's got a wheelchair. He can only get to you if he causes you to stop believing and walking. Amen? See, and he can't get you until your yoke slows you down. I can't catch him. But you run with this one. And when I call her, she'll trip you. Or he'll trip you, and then I'll get you. Say, yokes. You got to understand what yokes are. Yoke is not the devil, but you're yoked to the devil. Uh-huh. You see? It's the thing that holds you to something that isn't going anywhere. And because thou served not the Lord with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. We got a message where God talked to us months ago. We received that message, and I took it as the Holy Ghost. It's talking about inspiration, how we flow with inspiration, and how that's vital to flowing in the Spirit of God and moving in God is to be moving by inspiration. And we said that one of the key elements to inspiration is excitement. Excitement is one of the key elements one of the fruits of inspiration is excitement. And anything that comes against excitement and joy is dangerous. And with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, say in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. Why ain't nobody getting blessed? No, you're not getting blessed. See, you're hungry. You're in want. You're in lack. Amen. Because you're in bondage. And not only are you in bondage yourself, but now you want to become a yoke to somebody else. Now, what you need to do is break the yoke of that bondage. Amen. Destroy the yoke. There's only one way to destroy a work. Get up under a word and stay there. Right. Say yoke. Well, another word for anointing is utterance. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus is the Word. It's Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. And they also call him the Word. And the Word in which he was the utterance of the Holy Ghost. He was utterance. Utterance supernatural utterance, the word, the word will set you free.
Amen.
The right word. He spoke the word over them and demons cast out. Yes, he spoke the word and demons left. He spoke a word over them, they were healed. With a word. With a word. What does that mean, with a word? The word that he spoke, that didn't tell you what it was. He said, with the word he cast them out. What was he saying? The word of the season. The word of the season. And you got to find out what the word of the season is, for the word of the season is what's going to break your yoke. The word of the season, the utterance of the season, guess what it is? It's the key to victory. It's the key out of there. But you've got to get the word.
Amen.
You've got to get the word. God didn't design you to walk out there lonely. He didn't design you to go out there like a bunch of nomads. Amen. It's a sheep that he leads. Hallelujah. He leads his flock. Like a shepherd, he leads them. Glory to God. He doesn't put GPS systems on the sheep. And they can go anywhere they want to and they cue in. He leads them like a shepherd. Glory to God. You better find the utterance of God. Get up under it and walk in suit, and your deliverance will come through that.
Amen.
We wonder why everybody got their own thing and everybody in bondage. The whole city in bondage. Whole city in bondage and held captive. And all we do is call each other and tell all the different demonic reports. Well, this one just bit the dust. That one just bit the dust. Amen. That one just broke up. This one just did that. Amen. Everybody going off in their own direction. And nobody with the key of deliverance. Nobody with the key of deliverance in the word. Say, get in sync. God's doing something. The way is narrow. He hasn't left us. There's nothing that becomes it that he doesn't provide a way out. We've been saying that scripture today. She's saying the song tonight. He's already provided. What did he already provide? He already provided the word. People don't want the word. They got to understand what the word is. I'm not just talking about sitting there and listening to a sermon here, a sermon there. You can listen to 1,001 sermon and not grab the word of God. I can even preach the same sermon and one person can grab the word. You can hear the same thing. Don't get nothing. You got to learn how to hold on to the word. Grab the word, catch that word in your spirit, work that word, amen, or it won't work for you. People, now let me tell you something. People talking about, are you in the word? I'm in the word every day. Well, that doesn't just mean you have a Bible devotion time. I mean, even though we should have a devotional time. We should have devotional times where we're in the Bible, amen. But when we're talking about, are you in the word? Are you that? What does in the word mean? Are you hearing what God is saying? Not what I just said, amen, but are you hearing what the Spirit of the Lord? The Bible says, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit hath to say. That's what makes us scream. We'll get up here, we'll preach one message on Sunday night, somebody will come on a Tuesday night, preach the same message, then we'll hear it on TV. They'll say the same thing, and we all start shouting. Why we shout? The word. God wants you to be free. God wants you to be free. See, there are certain people that got themselves set up to where they can't get anything from God. They didn't close themselves off to heaven. They can open the door again. But they didn't close themselves off to heaven. They can't get a blessing. They didn't quench their faith. They've been in so much doubt, unbelief, and strife. They live in the flesh so much they can't even comprehend what heaven is all about and the things of the Spirit is all about. So they're left to prey on others. Remember how we said, you ever met people, you said, oh, we had a little thing going on. Why? Everybody getting used, and this one's losing this one's losing that one. And you get up there and milk you dry and go on to the next one. That wolf mentality. Feeding off the sheep. Eating them up. Why? Remember what we said? It's that because they're of their father, the devil. We told you the devil doesn't get anything. He can't receive from God, and he doesn't own anything anymore. Whatever he gets, he steals from us. And there are other people. And there are other people that walk under that same anointing. See, we shouldn't be walking in that same anointing. We should be walking in the opposite of the devil, opposing the devil in everything we do. That means you get around me, amen, it should be to the point to where you should end up better, amen. I might got $5, but I'm not going to pray off of you, and I'm going to pray for you. You got to be careful when the people say, let's go pray. Been there. Been there. So the devil, the devil goes about to kill, steal, and destroy. You get destructive. You find, amen, know a tree by the fruit it bears. Involved with it for 15 days, it's over. You done lost it. Forget it. I don't want to do it no more. You can just hang it up. Don't you know yokes do that? You get frustrated. You be trying to do a project, trying to break up. Bake a cake or whatever you do, or amen, bake a cake or do something, and the delayed. Hope deferred or promise deferred does what? Makes the heart sick. Do you know what yoke do? They can't keep you from their promise, but they can delay your promise. They can delay your promise till you get to the point where you just sick. Forget it. You just give up. They can't keep it from you, but they'll make you surrender it. You ever heard people say, you make me sick? You know it's true. You make me sick. True. True. We should start confessing the word. It's in the Bible. Hope deferred. Amen. You didn't send me on another. I'm gonna stamp detour on certain people's heads. Bam, we were traveling down this road and they said, no, we can't go down there. You gotta go over here. Deferred. Detour. You make me sick. There are a lot of people that are sick today because of hope deferred. They've been believing God for promises and they get discouraged and they just say, forget it. And then, you know, they get all caught up in the yoke and one yoke leads to another yoke. Then they get all stressed out about this and stressed, pressured about that. Blood pressure goes up. Head starts hurting. Amen. Back starts hurting. There's nothing to do but be sick. That's how people that are in bondage occupy the time. Sickness. Give them something to do. Seriously. Give them something to do. What are we going to do? Well, let's all just catch a cold. We can't catch a wave. Let's catch a cold. How about the flu? We can't catch a word. Let's just catch it. Let's just catch. Amen. You got to catch something. That you should not be afraid of them. Well, because that fear, and you got to understand, I'm not afraid of anybody. They can't do anything to me. Well, listen. If they're giving you direction, vision, controlling the way you think, how you feel, and what you do, instead of your faith, guess what? You're afraid. Listen. If they can produce in you what faith produces in you on the opposite end, you're afraid of them. See, and people think fear just goes, well, I'm just afraid of the one that's got the gun, or I'm afraid somebody's going to beat me up. Well, listen. People that affect you are the people that you're afraid of, and that's why you're affected, because you've developed in faith in what they said, and you're responding to what they said instead of the word of God. Amen? And if you respond to God and believe in God and you get all lifted up and you get going, that's called faith. But if circumstances, situation, and people start to move on you, guess what? You are afraid of them. That means you have confidence in them and that you take them serious. And they defer you. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Yoke destroying. Burden removing. See, people that prey on you, a burden is something you're carrying that you shouldn't have to carry. Wait, pray. People that prey on you. People that prey on you. That's a burden. Preying on you. That's a burden. Always weighed it down. Whew, man. Burden. Say burden removing. Yoke destroying. See, yokes are people that are trying to pull you back. Burdens are people that want you to walk for them. Get rid of both of them. I'm learning something right there. You can have both of them. You got another difference between a yoke and a burden. Yokes try to pull you back or try to keep you from going forward. Burdens try to go along with you with pressure. Try to go along with you for the ride. Oh, yes. That means Jesus had burdens in his ministry. Wasn't a yoke. Judas was a burden. He tried to go along with the flow until the Father said, hey, that's enough of that. The tree dealt with that. Can I read one more thing to you? And Esau, Genesis chapter 27, verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Now we're talking about when Esau, you know, Jacob stole Esau's blessing. Okay? Foolishness allowed him to get his blessing stolen. Ain't nothing going. Listen. If you're in burdens and yoked up to stuff, first of all, you got to realize you did it. You did it. They didn't just come on you. You did it. But just because you did it, he can fix it. Amen? You received it. You received it and kept it. You did it. Don't blame it on God. Don't blame it on the world. It's yours. Nobody went into bondage. People walk into bondage. Bondage just doesn't come to people. Whenever in the Bible, when any time anybody was in bondage, they walked into bondage as a result of their own actions. Every single last time. Israel wasn't just doing all fine and dandy one day, and then God said, I'm just going to put them in Egypt. Things are going too good. It's time for an Egypt. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. After a while, you got to get to the point. Say, lift up my voice and cry. Repent. He said, this chosen fast that we were reading about, that he was talking about in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, it was for people that found that they had yokes and burdens. So they had to go on a fast to break those yokes and burdens. And sometimes we don't even know where our yokes and burdens are. That's why we fast. You have no idea where they are sometimes. So we do that chosen fast. But here he wants, Esau got to the point where he lifted his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, my dwelling shall be fatness. Behold, thy dwelling shall be fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by the sword thou shalt live and serve thy brother. Say, it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion. Say, it will come to pass when you get dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Say, dominion breaks the yoke. Well, you don't get dominion until you find out about it. Who you are in Christ Jesus. Start walking in heavenly places, seated in Christ. Start finding out who you are. It will break your yoke. When thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off of thy neck. Now listen about yokes. Keep playing around with yokes. Find out this stuff. Keep messing with yokes. Watch everybody. You watch this teaching and watch his word, and you discern what a yoke is. and watch. Everybody that's caught up in yokes, watch what happens to this. It says in Deuteronomy 28:48. First of all, they go into hunger, then they thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. Remember that teaching that we had where it said that wolves will take you into the wilderness? They can only take you where they go, where they are, and they can only give you what they have. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck. First of all, with wolves, false prophets, Looney Tunes. First thing they do is they put people under bondage, and that's how they control them. Okay? And guess how long that, guess when they will take that yoke from you? If it's up to them, never. 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 It's not just for a short season, it's forever. Until he have destroyed thee. Say, the yoke is meant to destroy you. See, you don't understand that yoke that you pick up trying to destroy everything else around you, but with that yoke that's trying to destroy stuff, guess what? It is meant to destroy you. It's meant to destroy you. Until he hath destroyed thee. That's why it says that the anointing destroys the yoke. Because if the yoke's not destroyed, it'll destroy you. Remember that king that just had his foot on the other guy's neck and it just wasn't good enough? And God said, no, don't just put your foot on your neck. You need to cut it off. Had to cut the king's head off and stomp him. See, there are a lot of people that think they got their yoke under control. The thing that holds them back. They think they've got it under control, and they think they can handle it. I can, you know, in my ministry and different things, different people, you know they have the tendency to get weird, get bitter, and hold you back, and they'll do all this other stuff. And you think, well, no, I know them, and I understand how it goes, amen. But listen, that's a king, and you just got your head, your foot on his neck. I got him. I know what to, you know, he's not going anywhere. I got it under control. I know him. I got it under control. No, not good enough. Must be destroyed. Because if you got his foot on your neck, he's still accomplishing his goal. You can't walk forward with your foot on your the thing that's trying to hold you back neck. It's still got you. Destroy it and go on. You ever heard that thing? Don't touch my, you know, touch not my anointing, touch not the prophet, do my service no harm. Touch my anointing, do my service no harm. You ever heard that thing come against the anointing? Now listen, everybody in here is anointed. Anointed means following Christ. Following Christ. And if you come against the anointing, you die. You die. Any anointing. You come against the word or the utterance, you die. Why? Yokes are destroyed. Yokes are not controlled, not messed with, destroyed. There are yokes and bondages, and people been professionals that have been doing it for years. Well, God wants to relieve that stuff. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. That yoke will be destroyed. That yoke of bondage will be destroyed, that God's people may go free. And the Lord God hath sent us to preach the gospel to the poor, amen, to get the sick healed, and the demons cast out, the poor rich, to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord, to set them free. That's the word of God, amen. That's what we're here to do. Guess what? And anybody that comes against anything that's trying to do that, guess what? Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. God will destroy the yoke. And whenever you read that scripture, I want you to shout, because you need to really realize that that's a powerful scripture. And then every time when it's talking about yoke, it's talking about people. And we try to spiritualize people. We try to spiritualize things too much. Yoke was Babylon. Yoke was Assyrians. Yoke was the Medians. Yoke were the Egyptians. Yoke was anything trying to hold people back to what God has set them free from. God wants to destroy your yoke and have you yoked to Christ. Have you yoked to the anointing. Amen. Now stand up.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.